This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today informed that Directorate General of Civil Aviation has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes which are currently present in the Indian aircraft fleet. He added that out of them, 8 have already been inspected with immediate urgency. Briefing media in New Delhi today, the minister informed that a high-level committee of experts from various sectors is also being formed to look into the investigation of the incident. He said the Home Secretary will be the chairman of this committee.
We have constituted the committee. We have circulated the order also, the high-level committee, which is going to investigate this crash. The Home Secretary is going to be the chairman of the committee. Secretary, Ministry of Civil Aviation, additional secretary from MHA, one representative from the state of Gujarat where the incident actually happened, representative from State Disaster Response Authority, Government of Gujarat, Police Commissioner Ahmedabad, DG Inspection and Safety from the Indian Air Force, DG BCAS, which is the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, DG DGCA, Special Director from IB and Director from the Directorate of Forensic Sciences Services.
Gujarat Health Minister Rishikesh Patel held a review meeting at the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital today and took stock of the situation. Meanwhile, the process of DNA matching is underway in the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital. Earlier in the day, Minister of State for Home Affairs Harsh Sanghvi held a review meeting with the Gujarat Forensic Science Experts team at FSL in Gandhinagar and reviewed the DNA testing process. He also visited the crash site and took stock of the search operation. Meanwhile, the fire teams have recovered another body suspected to be of an air hostess from the tail section of the Air India plane crash site today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 5-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia tomorrow. At the invitation of President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, Prime Minister Modi will pay an official visit to Cyprus tomorrow. In the second leg of his visit, at the invitation of Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis in Canada on the 16th of June to participate in the G7 summit. In Madhya Pradesh, 4 Nakshals, including 3 women carders, were neutralized in the Pachama Dadar region in the Balaghat district during an encounter between security forces and Nakshalites. Balaghat Superintendent of Police Aditya Mishra confirmed the encounter to the media and informed that this was a joint operation by the Hawk Force and local police. A 3-day training camp for BJP MLAs and MPs began today at Panchmadhi, a hill station in Madhya Pradesh. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the training camp. Mr. Shah advised ministers and MLAs to avoid making false statements. He said that mistakes happen, but special care should be taken to ensure that mistakes do not happen again. Israel and Iran exchanged missile strikes with explosions heard in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem and Tehran. Iranian missiles targeted sites across Israel, killing at least 3 people and injuring dozens in retaliation for ongoing Israeli attacks on Iran. The Israeli military has said that 7 Israeli soldiers were injured as a result of an Iranian missile launched overnight. South Africa have clinched their first ICC title in 27 years, beating Australia by 5 wickets to win the World Test Championships Final 2025 at Lord's Cricket Ground, London. Aidan Markram slammed a century and captain Themba Bavuma fought through injury to score a 50 as South Africa chased down a daunting target of 282 runs on day 4. Markram was declared the player of the match for his memorable knock. Kagiso Rabada starred with the ball, taking 9 wickets in the match. India's pair of Arya Borse and Arjun Babuta clinched gold in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event today at the ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. This is India's 4th medal and 2nd gold in the ongoing World Cup after Suruchi Singh's yellow medal and the 2 bronze won by Sift Kaur Samra and Ila Venil in their respective individual events earlier this week. And that is the end of this news bulletin.